Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Bob, I stand corrected, and I'm quite ashamed. If the season ended today, the Steelers would go back to Buffalo, not have a home game, because the Bills would be a division winner.
Yeah, we could see a rematch. I don't like that scenario again. I just don't.
No. Although, so I don't think they're very good. I think the AFC East stinks right now, and I think the NFC North is unbelievable right now. Would you agree?
Well, everyone is over 500 by two games. And that's a great matchup coming
even
up
the
this
Bears.
Week. Vikings and Lions. Sam Darnold, can he continue to do this?
Limits, think so. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I have five Steeler questions. We took a look back at the first quarter of the season. We've talked a ton of quarterbacks today. Who's going to start? Who should start? I have five pertinent questions for the rest of the season. Let's take a look into
the old
crystal ball, the Lonzo ball, if you will, and he's coming back tonight, I might add, Bob. Question number one, who's going to quarterback the majority of the Steelers games the remainder of this season? Bob?
That's such a good question.
It's a great question, and thank you.
I'm going to the majority of games, I'm going to say Russell Wilson.
Chris?
I agree. I'm going to go with Russell Wilson as well. I can't get over the Chris thing.
I say Russell Wilson as well. I just think we're headed in that direction.
It won't be this week, but it will be soon.
I think it will be this week.
Okay.
I don't think it should be this week. I think it will be this week. The Steelers wind up with a home game in the playoffs. And part two of that question is they win a playoff game for the first time since Moby Dick was a minnow. In other words, 8 years.
I would say no to the home game, but yes to winning a game.
Ooh.
I'll say no to the home game as well. And right now I'm teetering maybe 51% that yes, they will win a playoff game.
Now, one of the wild cards does get a home game, correct?
Correct. But you have to be the top wild card team.
I think they will be.
Okay.
And thank you for asking, Bob. I think the Steelers get a home game, but don't win it. How do you like that?
That would be continuing the trend. It's not a good trend.
Well, wouldn't the wild card team have to have another team lose? Because, I mean, the number two seed will play the seven, the three seed will play
limits.
The six,
getting
the four
too
will play the five.
It's getting too complicated for me. I don't think they're going to win a playoff game. You guys both do?
I do, on the road, the way they did yesterday. Defense,
yeah.
Taking advantage of opportunities and not making mistakes.
Don't feel good about it, but I'll say yes.
All right. How do you think the Steelers fare with the Baltimore Ravens later this season, Bob? They sweep
split.
Them, they split, or
I
they
think
get
they
swept?
Split.
Wonder Twin?
I think they win both. They've owned the Ravens over the last couple of years.
I think they lose both. I think their luck against Lamar is going to run out. Did you see Lamar's all-time record, Bob? He's like 60-something and 20-something.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And they've played him well. I give them credit, but I also thought they got lucky in last year's game. The Ravens dropped like eight passes in that game. All right. Next question. George Pickens settles into an all-pro type of season. Is that more likely or George Pickens completely imploding? Which is more likely, Bob?
I think it lies in between. Neither. I'm going to go with just average numbers because they're not. I don't know how they're going to upgrade the rest of their wide receiving group. That's an unknown for me. So I'm going to say average, middle of the road.
Chris? I think there's a better chance that George Pickens succeeds because if Russell Wilson ends up being the quarterback, just being a straight-up pocket passer, he's going to look for George Pickens more than anybody. And they're not utilizing Pat Freiermuth enough in this offense after paying him big money. So I would think that there's a better chance Pickens breaks out than not.
Next question. The Steelers will trade for a legit at least number two receiver before the trade deadline.
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
And who might it be? In your not so humble opinion,
you know, it's going to be probably a veteran guy who has maybe a year left on a deal. You know, the name DeAndre Hopkins keeps coming up. And you look for teams that are going to be out of it. There are going to be a lot of teams that are not in a position to compete for a playoff. And there are guys who are on those teams who may not be happy in those roles. So those teams, in an effort to get a pick, whatever the pick may be motivated to do it. And I think Omar Khan will swoop in and get somebody. I'm not sure who.
Twins?
Omar Khan is really aggressive, and he shoots for the stars, and he missed with Brandon Ayuk, and it doesn't seem like Devontae Adams is going to happen. I think he strikes out again.
Minka Fitzpatrick's next turnover will happen before the end of the season, Bob, and if so, when?
Yes, it'll happen in 2 weeks against Daniel Jones.
Bob stole my pick. Yes, he'll intercept Daniel Jones.
I think it might happen this weekend. Or next weekend against
Yeah, but Rodgers doesn't throw many unless it's, you know, even in his advanced stage here, he doesn't throw many interceptions.
All right, Bob, final question. Who's going to be the Steelers' rookie of the year? That's been thrown into a little bit of peril here. We all hope that Zach Fraser is okay, but man, it seems like it would take a lot for him not to get back in a game. So who's going to be their rookie of the year? Patanu's hurt. Fraser's hurt. Nah. Wilson's.
I'm going to say Beanie Bishop is an undrafted free agent.
Holy.
I thought he made some good plays. He's been up and down, but Cam Sutton comes back, so that may affect his playing time. If it's not him, I'm then going to say Roman Wilson will come into the second half of the season and make some substantial plays to help a wide receiving core that needs help.
Holy bird follicles.
Beanie Bishop?
Well, how many rookies do they have?
Mason McCormick has been starting all year. Peyton Wilson had six tackles yesterday. Frazier might come back.
Beanie Bishop made an... Well, I'm assuming you just said you don't know
what about Mason McCormick?
Okay. Take an offensive lineman. That doesn't...
What about Peyton Wilson?
Okay. Average so far. He's made some plays. I'm saying, you want to pick? I said Roman Wilson, he was active yesterday, didn't do much. I think in the second half of the season, he's going to play a role.
I like Bob's pick and the passion he put behind it.
I'm picking Peyton Wilson. I like what the rotation that they've utilized him in. Think he's going to have a bigger role, him and the tooth chipper.
I like Mason McCormick. He's been starting, and he's going to start one way or another the rest of the year, it looks like to me, and I think he's going to get better. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Limits.
And Chris.
Thank you, Joe.
Did you thank Bob?
Thank you, Pomp.
Did you thank Limits?
I thank Chris. I'll thank Limits.
Chris.
And then I'll thank Austin as well. He's got multiple personalities over there. I'm trying to keep up.
Did I do the 50-minute mark? Yes, I did. What's Cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And let's finish for Bob after the weather. Bob, I want you to hear this with the combination of our Rick Springfield song, I've Done Everything for Malzy, knowing that... Rick Springfield could come into the studio at some point before his show and judge these, or he may. We've put in a request through Rivers Casino that he would use Malzy's name for at least one time through in that song. Do you think that's going to happen, Bob?
Well, Derek Shelton used the incrinculant.
Yes, he did. That's why I think it could.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.